excited to bring you this next story because on this day, 193 years ago, a poem was first published in the Troy Sentinel, which is a newspaper in upstate New York. It was titled Account of a Visit from St. Nicholas. That poem is now better known as The Night Before Christmas. It's read by countless parents to their children on Christmas Eve over the decades. And so on this eve of Christmas Eve, NPR News presents this abridged reading.
'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house
not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
The stockings were hung by the chimney with care
in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
The children were nestled all snug in their beds
while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads.
When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter,
I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter.
Away to the window I flew like a flash,
tore open the shutters and threw up the sash.
When what to my wondering eyes should appear?
But a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer.
With a little old driver so lively and quick,
I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick.
More rapid than eagles his coursers they came,
and he whistled and shouted and called them by name.
Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen.
On Comet, on Cupid, on Dunder and Blixen.
To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall.
Now dash away, dash away, dash away all.
And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof
the prancing and pawing of each little hoof.
As I drew in my head and was turning around,
down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound.
His eyes, how they twinkled! His dimples, how merry!
His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry.
His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow.
And the beard on his chin was as white as the snow.
He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf.
And I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself.
A wink of his eye and a twist of his head
soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread.
He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work.
And filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk.
And laying his finger aside of his nose,
and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose.
He sprung to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle.
And away they all flew, like the down of a thistle.
But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight,
Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.